Welcome to Devotional Reflection by Friendly Connection. Today's scripture reading is Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 13.
You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart.
Now, today's devotional reflection. A young child observed a yard sign that read, "Jesus is the answer." The next day, as the child took a test at school, he wrote Jesus in every blank. A few days later, as he and his mom walked by the yard sign, the child said, "That sign fibs." "What do you mean?" questioned his mother. "Well," stated the child, "the other day as I was taking my test, I put Jesus as the answer for every question." "Oh, I see," replied his mom. "What happened?" "I found out Jesus is not the answer for everything," exclaimed the child. Jesus is indeed the answer to everything that truly matters in this life and eternity. While Jesus might not be the direct answer, we can find comfort in knowing He is the ultimate solution to our deepest needs and concerns. Appointments, meetings, work, and tests are part of daily life. There are days when we need more time to accomplish everything, but when you think about it, often, these are not the things that will fill our eternity. For eternity and our days on earth, God desires time with us and our focus on seeking Him above all else. As believers, it might seem automatic to keep God first, but this world is one big distraction. Seeking God first and keeping our minds focused on Him can be challenging. It is tempting to listen to the voices of others when we make decisions. We will encounter emotions and circumstances that distract us from God's plans and purposes. Still, when we seek Him first, we focus on His purpose. We trust God to care for us. Instead of withdrawing or panicking, we give Him all our worries and anxieties. He wants us to face life with Him rather than without Him. We put God first when we praise, thank, worship, trust, and rely on Him rather than ourselves or others. We seek God first when we go to Him for solace, stability, and comfort. God has a good plan for us. When we face hardship, we put our hope in Him to seek God first. And remember that He will keep His promises. We seek God first by recognizing that our approval comes from Him. Once we accept Christ Jesus and what He did at Calvary for us, we make the first step toward putting God first. When we seek to live out His calling for us, we continue to seek God first. We put Him first when we say yes to God above and before anything else. He is the answer to everything that matters in this life and eternity. Devotional Reflection is brought to you by Friendly Connection, the teaching ministry of Chuck Hartman. We hope you will join us again.